Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, it pays to be compliant. Avoid the 3% deduction at source with an exemption certificate or EC. Apply for the EC at any revenue service center or tax office and enjoy same-day pickup. A withholding tax on specified services, also known as WTSS, was implemented on September 1, 2015 and targets persons offering certain services who are not compliant in filing and paying their income tax. Once you show your exemption certificate, you will be paid the full amount when you sell your services to an authorized tax withholding agent. So don't delay. Get your exemption certificate today. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Cybersecurity, how important is it? And what can you do to protect yourself from cyber attacks? Get the facts now. October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and Jamaicans are being urged to observe best practices that can prevent cyber attacks and boost cybersecurity.
Once you're online, you are open to attack. And it is not necessarily somebody looking to get something from you or specifically attack you. A lot of people, honestly, are just running scripts. These are automated things and just trying to find a weak point. From you have a website, from you have email address, you are open to being hacked. And as anybody who works in the industry will tell you, over the past couple of years, cybersecurity incidents have risen around the world and also in Jamaica.
Webmaster at the Jamaica Information Service, Theodore Henry. He says lack of proper security, especially when using the internet, can cause persons to lose important data.
A lot of people use their email accounts, for example, their Gmail account, to store a whole heap of things. Somebody hacks it, takes it over. They can lose the emails they've stored, or Gmail might lock that account to make sure that they can clean it up. So you're unable to communicate through there. The inbox might be spamming other people, and so, you know, it keeps spreading it. Outside of the email itself, on a computer, your laptop, for example, the same risk is there. You lose data. You become a part of what we'd call a botnet, where someone takes over your computer and uses it to harm others. But the biggest risk is losing your information and losing your access to your devices.
So, what can you do to prevent yourself from becoming a victim of cybercrimes? Start by following good password practices.
Use good passwords. Nowadays, we discourage people from using your birthday or your middle name or stuff that's easily guessable. Use strong passwords, which is usually a mix between uppercase, lowercase characters, numbers, and symbols.
You can protect yourself from cybercrimes by avoiding unknown outside programs. These can open security vulnerabilities in your network.
A lot of people like to press remember me when they're logging into things. That is also a way which you can be breached. Sign in every time.
Do not open suspicious links in email, tweets, posts, online ads, messages, or attachments, even if you know the source. Employees should also be aware of the organization's spam filters and how to use them to prevent unwanted harmful email. Also, protect your work by backing up all information.
If you're attached to the internet, if you're plugging in jump drives, if you're putting in CDs, any sort of removable media, make sure you have an antivirus on it. And jump drives, scan them regularly. Set up your antivirus to scan it automatically. And that should keep you safe from the majority of cyber attacks.
Webmaster at the Jamaica Information Service, Theodore Henry. That's it for Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.